BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Greg's on Real or No Real. Another listener issues an ultimatum to her boyfriend and it's cold. It's a good excuse to speak to Frostbit Kid.
Scott Mills.
1.
BBC Radio 1.
I forgot how good that is. Katy Perry, Raw on Radio 1. Hi, Chris.
Hello.
That would be my song in a lip-sync battle.
Would it?
Yeah, I can lip-sync all of that really quite well.
Oh, I don't know what I would suit in a lip-sync battle if ever that situation arose.
That is, as they say, my jam.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you know what? It annoys me that you know what your song would be in that situation. Because I know there's one out there that would really suit me, but I don't know what it is.
That's my one. Hope you're right this afternoon. It's Scott on Radio 1. Okay, the track of the day today. When I found this is track of the day, I did a little whoop to myself because I love it. It's the first single from a production duo from London called 99 Souls. It's got a specially re-vocaled sample on it from Brandy. And also, and it's also got a little sample of Girl, which isn't a really well-known Destiny's Child song. So I've heard Greg play it on Friday night. Danny Howard played it on Saturday. I heard that. Pete Tong's all over it. And Target and Mr. Jam. It's track of the day. It's The Girl Is Mine featuring Destiny's Child and Brandy.
Oh.
By 99 Souls. Track of the day.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
BBC
Radio
1.
That's Hosier, Jackie and Wilson on Radio 1. You know what I did last night?
What's that?
I had a nice glass of red wine, sat there in my dressing gown, and I did loads of playlists that we're going to be playing over Christmas on breakfast.
Nice. I love it. Was that an admin night for you then? I love the thought of that.
Yeah, I was just there with my little like Bluetooth speaker listening on a streaming service and thinking, oh, that sounds really good on Radio 1 over Christmas. So yeah, that's what I was doing last night. Bit of homework. What about you?
No, I like the way that you go about your admins on one particular time. Like, is every now and then I'll get a flurry of emails from you, say 11 o'clock one night, and I know you're hitting the admins hard.
Yeah, X Factor on in the background.
Nice.
Goodbye, Mason Noise.
I had a good weekend. I went to go see the Watford game on Saturday. I'm still adamant that I get you to a Watford game this season, by the way, Scott. We need to make that happen.
When does the season stop?
Not for a while yet. When does it stop? Not for a while yet.
Okay. What time are we talking? Before Christmas or after?
After Christmas. You've got until... I think we need to get something booked in by April.
Okay, well, if you speak to my people... No, of course I will.
Will you? Do you promise that you'll come to a football match with me?
What have we got till, like, March, April? Put a time on it.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah?
Maybe for your birthday, we'll do that.
Maybe not for my birthday.
No?
February. Nothing happens in February. Let's go February.
But what I want you to do is promise to come and get involved. So what I mean is I want you to come not... cynically, I want you to come and get involved, chant, and
of course
pretend that you go every week.
I'll be there for you, friend. I will.
Fine.
Very excited about tomorrow's show because we have managed to secure Steph and Dom off of Gogglebox for Innuendo Bingo. Now, we put a request in for them years ago, and it's always been they're too busy, or they've got other stuff going on, or they're not allowed, but we've managed to get them. I think that we have managed to also secure a sofa for them to sit on. But obviously it'll be lunchtime, so no drinks.
There's a whole different way that we could do this that we need to decide on. But I like some of the other ideas that we've had about them potentially watching themselves back. I think that could be good, and we just use a video at a later date. I think that could be good. The only thing is, if we're all sat on a sofa, we're not spitting over each other. And that's the downside for me of that idea.
Yeah.
It's not a pure bingo. I'd quite like to get them wet.
Yeah, I would as well. Maybe they watch it back later on, you know, like they would on the show. Also, there's a lot of talk of replacing the water with gin. Like I said, we can't do that. Not on a Tuesday lunchtime. Not really, no. Steph and Dom from Gogglebox on Innuendo Bingo tomorrow. That is going to be one of my absolute favourites, I can tell already. Okay, Zedd and Hayley Williams coming up. That drone fiddler track. And here's Murs with Kiss Me on BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Drone on Radio 1. Rich and Paul, it's far too early for Wrap Myself in Paper. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Tasha.
Hi, Tasha, how can I help?
I've got a problem with my boyfriend.
Sorry, that sounded like, you know when you ring a shop and you say you've got a problem with something and you're about to demand a refund?
I want a new one.
I'd like to report a problem with my boyfriend. He's malfunctioning.
See, another person rings up who's got a problem with their boyfriend. I like this is becoming like a service now.
It really is like a service.
It's obviously caught on. Now, are you wanting to do something similar to what we did last week? Because there was a girl that was so fed up with her boyfriend farting on her in bed, she issued him an ultimatum. You stop farting, I'll stop watching Kardashians, because her boyfriend hates Kardashians. Is this something similar?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's your problem?
Basically, he's all bitten his nails since we've been together.
Always bites his nails?
Yeah, I've always told him how much I hate it, because I can't stand the habit.
Yeah, I do as well.
Yeah, you bite your nails. I really bite my nails all the time.
Yeah. Does that mean we're really nervous people?
I don't know. I don't know what it's just a habit, isn't it? He's not doing it to offend you, though.
No, I know that. It's just I can't stand the sight of it.
Well, so he bites his nails all the time. How long have you been together?
We've been together about 8 months.
Okay. But he's been doing that from day one, right?
Yeah.
Thing is, I'm not sticking up for him, but it is actually really hard to stop.
He doesn't have the willpower to stop, though. Like I said, I'll get one of them gels that you can put on your fingernails, so when you bite them, it stops you from biting them. But he doesn't even want to do that. Yeah.
Now, I tried Stop and Grow for a bit. Basically, you put it on your nails and it tastes horrible. Mm. But then I got to quite like the taste. So that was a problem.
So you were biting away. The problem with Stop and Grow for me was that you put Stop and Grow on your fingers and then the taste would go into all your food and stuff like that. So eventually I decided I don't really like Stop and Grow, so I'm not going to go for it anymore. But you got a taste for it.
I actually ended up quite liking it, so that kind of cancelled it out, really. I mean, it was a weird taste, but I don't say I liked it, I got used to it. So but you were having like Stop and Grow bolognese, were you?
Oh, it was disgusting, yeah. I couldn't use the stuff. And maybe what we've got to do is just go through a phase of wearing gloves constantly for like 3 weeks, do you know what I mean? Until they're fully grown out.
I mean, I'd be up for that.
So, you know, when you started going out with him, this probably wasn't a massive drama, was it? Because you were distracted by all the other things.
Yeah.
So you must have reached a point where it's come to a head. What's going on?
I was cleaning his car the other day as a surprise, and I found a pile of them on the driver's side where he'd just been biting his nails and dropping them on the floor.
Yeah. A pile of how many nails?
I'd say about 50.
50?
Yeah.
Oh, it's hard to miss them then, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you were cleaning his car like a nice girlfriend as a surprise for him?
Yeah.
And where did you find them?
On the driver's side in a pile on the floor.
And then nearly wanted to vom.
Yeah.
And at that point, you thought you'd call Scott?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Like the first thing she thought of, she'd just seen 50 fingernails on the
driver's
side.
Oh, I'm not having this,
I'm
calling Mills.
Scott Mills. Is that what you thought?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I love it. I mean, you don't want to split up with him over it, do you?
Oh, no, definitely not.
He sounds like a great boyfriend apart. Well, I don't know much about him, but he is a fingernail biter.
Yes.
This is a big ask, though. You know the farting thing last week? I could kind of get how the guy could stop farting on his girlfriend. You know, that's just a reasonable thing to do. I guess what you're asking him to do is to stop biting his nails or to just stop leaving them in the car?
If he could stop biting, then that'd be great. But at least he could chuck them out the window so when I clean his car, they're not all on the floor.
You don't want to find any more nails. That's the key.
No.
Okay. So, I mean, it is a big ask to stop biting them, but just maybe you not finding them would be good.
Yeah, that would be very good.
He just needs to hide them better. Where would you suggest he would do that?
Anywhere, not in my house or in the car.
Okay, maybe he could just carry around a small pot with him. So like a chewing nail pot. So you know what I mean? Like it's sort of, he has one in his mouth and you just pop it in the pot.
Yeah, and that way you can save them to eat later. I gross myself out sometimes. So do you want me to call in then? Would that make it easier for you?
Yes, please.
I love this service. The thing is, Tasha, this is not just a one-way thing, you know?
Yeah.
You have to give up something in return.
Yeah.
Like the girl last week, she wanted him to stop farting, but she had to give up Kardashians.
Oh, that must have been very tough.
Yeah, but they did it. They've reached deadlock in the house now. No one's doing anything. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It worked. So what's the thing that you are going to give up?
And basically, every time he comes to stay, I always make him do the washing up, and he always complains about it. So if he stops leaving his nails on the floor, I won't ever ask him to do the washing up again.
And you'll do all the washing up?
Yes.
Equally then, if you find a nail, he has to do the washing up. Is that how this works?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think about that, Mills? That seems kind of fair to me.
I think it's fair, yeah.
He hates doing the washing up, right?
Yeah, absolutely hates it.
So he avoids it.
Yeah.
All right. What's his name?
It's Aaron.
Aaron, okay. And you've been seeing him 8 months?
Yeah.
Okay, right. I will get his digits off you in a minute and and we'll make that call.
Well, hang on. Can we call him? What does he work?
He's a Royal Mail postman. He's doing his collection at the moment, but he's always answering his phone.
Perfect.
Okay, this is great. Okay, I'm going to call him as he's delivering in a minute.
Yeah.
Wait there. I'll get the number off you. All right.
All right, thank you. The Scott Mills Daily.
You love me like you. So Tasha's been on. She wants to issue her boyfriend an ultimatum. The other day she was cleaning out his car and found about 50 fingernails on the driver's side where he'd been chewing them off. That is Ming.
It's quite minging, yeah.
I do like the idea of a pot, though.
The nail pot.
Yeah,
thing.
Just to pop them in. I might do that.
Do you know what? I'm going
to
write that down for Mrs. Mead. Next call we have with her, because that is a good one, isn't it? Potto nails.
I'm sure Deborah Mead will be well interested. Anyway, so Tash wants me to call her boyfriend, Aaron, tell him about what he's been doing and issue the ultimatum. He needs to stop biting his nails and leaving them everywhere. And in return, she will never nag him to do the washing up ever. Am I right, Tash?
Yes.
Because whenever he stays at your house, you always make him do the washing up, don't you?
Yeah, all the time.
If he sticks to the deal, he won't have to do it anymore.
No.
I think it's a fair ultimatum.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, because it's still quite a big sacrifice from him having to almost give up the nail biting.
Yeah.
Okay, shall we call him?
Yes, please.
I'm ringing him now. I might bring you in on the chat, just to warn you.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm scared.
Hello.
Aaron?
Hello.
Hello.
Can I help you?
I think you actually can. It's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, it's definitely me. You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You at work at the moment?
Yeah.
You don't know why I'm ringing you, do you?
No.
Okay. You know your girlfriend, Tasha?
Yeah.
She really, 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 really likes you.
Okay.
But there is a problem.
Okay.
Do you know what that problem might be?
Not getting out of bed in the morning?
I'll try again.
I've not got a clue then after that.
Okay. It's something that you have been... Well, you've been doing it in secret, Aaron.
Okay.
And she's found the evidence.
I have no idea what this is.
Right, okay. Anything you want to admit to me now or before we go any further or...?
Not that I can think of.
Cast your mind back. Think of something you might have done. It's better to get it out now before we do the big reveal. Do you know what I mean?
Smelly football kit.
Smelly football kit. Try again.
I dread to think. I have no idea.
Okay. You know... Oh, listen. Heavy breathing there. This will all be over in a minute, Aaron. Don't worry.
Brilliant.
You're a nail biter, aren't you?
Oh, dear. Yeah.
You love biting the fingernails.
Yeah.
And can I ask, when you've bitten them off, where do you like to keep them?
Anywhere that's convenient, I suppose.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, because Tasha's a great girlfriend, she was cleaning your car out the other day.
Oh, dear.
And she's found... around 50 fingernails on the driver's side.
Oh, that's That's grim.
It's quite grim. So there is an ultimatum that she wants me to issue you.
Okay.
You need to stop leaving your fingernails in places.
Yeah.
And in return, because I know she always nags you to do it, she will not make you do the washing up when you go round to hers.
That sounds quite good, actually.
That's actually not, because I know you hate the washing up, so that's not a bad deal, right?
Yeah, that sounds really good, actually.
Me and Chris on the show have just been discussing, maybe you can get a little nail pot.
Yeah.
No, with a strap.
Get a label on it as well.
Like a bum bag.
Yeah.
And then you could just put them all in there and save them for later.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea.
You sound very confused about this idea. Listen, we can break it down. If she finds a nail, you're doing the washing up.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's not ideal.
It's pretty serious, right?
Yeah, that's some real serious stuff.
Okay. So, Aaron, I need to know.
Yeah?
Have we got a deal?
We've definitely 100% got a deal if it includes washing up.
Say yes, Scott Mills, we've got a deal.
Yes, Scott Mills, we've definitely got a deal.
This is really good. It's a wonderful thing, this, because she really likes you. This isn't a deal breaker as such, but this is one of the little things that's bugging her about her relationship with you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can... Yeah, I wouldn't want to clean that up.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible. But I'm pleased, like you've said, yes. And I'm sorry that it had to take me to break the news to you, but she just felt it was better doing it that way, would have more effect.
Oh, definitely. It's definitely had an effect.
In fact, you can speak to her now. Hi, Tash.
Hello, babe.
Hello. Oh, God.
Are you going to stick to the deal?
Yeah.
Oh, this is perfect. Once again, this is so romantic.
It's so romantic. Tasha, do you just want to spell out the deal yourself and we can put some nice romantic music behind it?
Mm. Okay. Aaron, I love you very much. If you'll just please stop leaving your nails everywhere, then I promise that I will never make you do the washing up again.
Okay, I definitely agree to it, and I love you too.
Oh, thank you. So cute. If you really want to impress her, as we said, potto nails, yeah. Just carry that around.
Get
with
a pot.
You.
Well, Christmas is around the corner, so.
Exactly, ask Santa for it. And get a strap on as well, so you can just keep it around your body.
Fantastic idea.
And carry it to work with me then.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, you two, I think we've sorted this out, we've patched it up. I feel good.
Thank you very much.
Same here.
It's so good, this. There's such a warm feeling coming from this. I don't know if it's just because it's getting near to the festive time.
I know.
But I feel that relationships are improving with this kind of service.
I think it's lovely. I just feel good. I feel kind of Christmassy, do you know what I mean?
They're going away happier.
Yeah.
If we hadn't made
that call, it wouldn't have happened.
No.
All right, good to speak to you both. Let me know if anything happens, if anyone breaks.
Thank you very much.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Scott Mills. This is BBC Radio 1.
Hey, remember, if you've got anything for the show, email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, like that girl did earlier with her nail-biting boyfriend, Aaron. Get in touch. Anything you want me to sort, I can do it. I like it that people are thinking of our show instantly now when they're in a bit of a situation.
I mean, it can be for any kind of problem, can't it? I always think after the weekend's good as well, because there's always stories from a night out.
Doesn't have to be a problem. Either, just something maybe you've noticed or something you want to share, get in touch with me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
I feel so bad because I really, really want to share something my best mate Webbo said on Saturday night about an encounter that he had. It was it's unbelievable what he said, but annoyingly...
You can't tease us like
I
that.
Know, but I, annoyingly, what I should have done in this situation is not said his name beforehand and then I would have been able to say it.
All right, well, that's stupid.
Oh, but it's so good. I might email into the show under a different name and we can talk about it another
time. Okay, do that later in the week. Yeah, it's scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Right. All right?
Fine.
Playing Confident by Demi Lovato takes me back to being right next to Demi Lovato at the Teen Awards on the red carpet. Ooh. I've never seen you look so terrified of anyone.
Mm.
Were you really scared?
She's got quite a glare, and the thing is,
but she was smiling.
Yeah, the thing is with her, you were having an amazing chat. Basically, we were on the red carpet. There was only one microphone. You'd asked her.
It wasn't amazing.
You'd asked her every question that could be asked.
No, I hadn't asked her every question that could be asked.
You basically threw me a hospital pass because what you did is you basically had run out of questions.
How do you say that?
and then went, I'll tell you what, Chris, have you got something that you want to say? And I was left, what am I meant to ask?
I don't run out of questions, Chris. I just thought you'd want to have a bite at the cherry.
Right.
Oh. It was worse than when you asked Van McCann that at Big Weekend from Catfish. Are you looking forward to Foo Fighters? On air. And he goes, no.
Yeah. I didn't know how to deal with that.
I wasn't expecting that.
I was scared, actually.
Let's just rewind to the moment where Demi comes up to us at the Big Week... No, at the Teen Awards, sorry.
Is there one question before you go that you dread getting asked on the red carpet?
No, anytime that people try to stir up drama, that's pretty annoying.
Okay, I haven't done that today.
No, not at all.
Okay, fabulous. Chris, have you got anything?
No, I think you've covered it all there, Scott.
Okay, thanks very much.
What do you mean, I think you've covered it all there, Scott? You're one of the biggest stars in the world. No, I think you've covered it all there. No, just let her go. She walks off going, those are weird. They're weird. That's probably the last time we'll interview her now. I like how terrified you are, though. Mm. I'm actually going to put this on your phone. So, like, imagine this is the first thing you hear in the morning.
I like mugs.
You'd be terrified. But you'd get up.
I like mugs because they're very comfortable in your hand and they hold hot things that you don't have to touch. So, coffee.
Major Lazer.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, Steph and Dom on Innuendo Bingo tomorrow. That's right, that's the posh couple from Gogglebox.
I mean, I assume they know how Innuendo Bingo works.
Yeah.
They must do. They just watch stuff, don't they? They must have seen this.
Do you know what the absolute dream would be? You know, because you can watch loads of Radio 1 stuff on your big telly now, like Innuendo Bingo. It's its own programme. How good would it be if one week Innuendo Bingo was featured on Gogglebox with them all watching it on iPlayer?
That would be the best. And just to hear their reactions as it happens.
Yes.
All the different families. That would be so good.
Yeah. So Steph and Dom are on tomorrow. It's just water in the glasses. Should we break out the champagne flutes for them?
Yes.
I think we should.
Yes, because I think we need to bring a bit more class to proceedings with them. They're posh.
Yeah. Often when they're talking on the show, it's just posh noise. I can't quite understand what they're saying. So that could be a problem tomorrow. But Steph and Dom from Gogglebox, best booking for ages, that, tomorrow. And then on Thursday, it's Anto Sharp.
Going straight in my basket.
He's going straight in our basket on Innuendo Bingo.
You know the video on the Radio 1 Facebook from where we went live basketing?
Yes, at the university.
At the university when we did the student tour, shopping,
in
effectively.
Yeah.
And we both had to put things in and go, oh, let's go straight in my basket. It's still doing ridiculous numbers. People love that video.
I know.
Someone came up to me the other day and said it was one of their favourite things that we've done on the show recently. So all we're doing is putting things in a basket.
Yeah, we're just shopping.
Ooh! Ooh, shuttlecocks. That's going straight in my basket.
That's still on Radio 1.
Radio 1 Facebook.
Radio 1 Facebook. Okay, good. Yeah, that's a great video, that.
One.
So Anto Sharp off of Straight in My Basket.
You're going straight in my basket.
On Thursday's show at 1:45. Can't wait for that. Greg James is joining us in an hour or so with today's Real or No Real. I've got the 1975 Love Me and Flo Rida and Sia with Wild Ones coming up. Next, it's Years and Years Eyes Shut.
To me, let it fall and hit the ground, let it go.
This is
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
And from Hartlepool says, I hope you're doing winter bulking this year. Is that happening yet? Yeah, that's a kind of show tradition now as well, isn't it? We all just like eat loads.
Yeah, but you're not really doing that at the moment.
Not at the moment, but I will be. Come December, all the foods. Ian and Airdrie and so many people have been on to me about a potential great Innuendo Bingo moment. We got so many emails about this on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. You know Lady Colin?
Yeah.
Are you into it yet?
I am. I see, well, bits and bobs. It's not. I'm not watching it every night.
You oik. That's what she calls the viewers. Oiks. He says, just as the last part of the trial finished, Lady C was far from impressed with her male companion's efforts. I've got that one. I think it needs to be on tomorrow. So many of you spotted it.
Was this last night?
A couple of nights ago.
Oh, I've missed this.
Yeah, it was really good.
One.
It's a great one. Any more for Innuendo Bingo? Email me. Steph and Dom are on tomorrow from Gogglebox and your clip might be used and we'll give you a little shout as well. So anything you see on TV or something you've seen over the weekend, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Always need Innuendo Bingo clips.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Selena Gomez, ASAP Rocky, Good For You on Radio 1. Is it ASAP or is it Selena doing that noise all the way through?
I don't know.
I've only just noticed it. Like, it's quite loud on there. Talking of Christmas ideas, because it's not far, Lucy says, please, 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 can we have a Christmas special of 24 years at the Tap End?
Oh.
Are people keen for that? Let me know.
I don't... The thing is, we've done a few Christmas Tap Ends before, and there's only so many Christmases that I've experienced in my life. Do you know what I mean? So then...
Yeah, you can't make it up, really.
Although we can do some... Maybe we do one from, like, the last couple of years. That's the thing with Tap End. It all sort of... I mean, it finished a year or two ago, didn't it?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
We can't have a repeat, Chris.
I know, but that's what you always said to me with 24 years that happened. You can't repeat. That's the golden rule. You can't repeat it. You can't repeat it.
Yeah, we're not doing a best of. But we've got way new. It's Christmas.
Be fair, we have got more stories at the Tap End if we were to want a third series. But I don't know. I think, you know, Gavin and Stacey sort of finished, and then saying that they did a Christmas special and one more random series.
I just want to know. I was just putting it out there. Would anyone like a Christmas 24 years? I don't even think it needs to be particularly Christmas themed.
No.
It could just be another story. I'm keen for it.
BBC Music, sound of 2016.
Right, so this is happening starting next week on BBC Radio 1. You know, people like Adele and Sam Smith and Ellie Goulding in years and years, they've all topped the BBC Music sound of list in years gone by. It's almost time to reveal this year's list, the BBC Music sound of 2016 list. Now, since 2003... this list has highlighted really exciting and rising stars, handpicked by some music industry experts who know what they're on about. So next Monday, you can join Annie Mack and Hugh Stevens through the day as they kind of tell us more about the 15 acts on this year's long list. And some of the people on this list over the years have gone on to do massive things. So it's the BBC Music Sound of 2016. Listen all next week on Radio 1. Annie Mack and Hugh Stevens will guide us through some of the people on this year's long list.
BBC Music, sound of 2016.
Jonathan in Kent says, OK, if you're not going to do any repeats this year, are you going to make another Christmas song? No, we're going to repeat the one that we made 3 years ago. 4 years ago?
All the traditions will be on.
Yes, they will be on. Rosalind, picking up her sister from work in Kettering. Yes, bring back 24 years at the Tap End. Even if just for a Christmas Eve special. Yeah, I think you've got it in you. So many people keen. Emma, defo keen. Wouldn't be Christmas without a Christmas special. Megan Lester, yes, I'm keen. Dor Jenner. Tap End Christmas special would make my year. Amy and Bishop Stortford. Lou making curtains. Dean in Nottingham. Do you need any more persuasion?
No, I get what you're saying.
Just one more. That's all I'm asking for.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Winter is definitely on. We don't really do the weather on Radio 1, do we? But I can tell you that winter is on. There we are. There's your forecast.
It's a general forecast, but I think you're right.
I quite like the idea of starting a new tradition when it gets a bit colder and you have to turn the heating up a bit.
Yeah.
You know, you've got that drinks company with the big red van in the snow and everyone gets excited about the advert on TV. And then that department store has that cute advert every year that makes you just go, ah. Oh. Mm. I want to start a new tradition. Every time it gets a bit cold and heading towards Christmas, we speak to Frostbit Guy, and people will be asking for this in years to come.
Right.
As soon as it gets like below a certain degree, like 5 degrees, people hopefully next year this time will be texting and going, where's Frostbit Guy, please? Because it's going to become a tradition. You know, he's famous for saying this.
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting frostbit.
But do you remember we last got Frostbit Guy on for what reason was it? He was celebrating his A-levels. He rode off on horseback out of his...
That's right.
...his exam results.
Three roads, take me home.
Just casually singing while leaving an exam on a horse.
Legend.
I'm delighted to say that I've now got him on the line.
Fantastic.
God knows how.
Great news. Here we go.
Hello, Rory.
All right, Scott. How are you, Chris?
How are you?
Not so bad at all. What's the crack?
What's the weather like where you are, Rory?
It really is that time of the year again, the frostbite time again.
Yeah, so say it.
Thank these fingers is getting, I can tell you. All right. You won't be long getting frostbite.
Oh, I know.
You didn't deliver it quite how I hoped.
Yeah, can you do it again like you did the original?
Don't sound like it's all a chore to say it.
Well, sort of. I suppose it was sort of dropped out a wee bit more that time.
Yeah.
Right.
You must be bored of saying it, but just do it for us.
We'll sound a wee bit more surprised.
Come on.
Oh, go on, you wouldn't be long getting frostbite.
That's it. That's the enthusiasm.
Yeah, that turned you on, that.
What? And they didn't turn me on, no.
not so bad. Why are you getting on anyway, Scott?
Yeah, I'm all right. How's things in Northern Ireland?
Oh, God, we're getting on great, all right. I'm flat to the mat for the party hats at the minute, all right. Just a wild lot of stuff coming on now in the lead up to Christmas.
Yes.
Do you find you're busier this time of year? Have you had any offers to do panto?
I am doing a pantomime, all right. I'm the genie in a pantomime now.
You're appearing in a pantomime?
I am, all right.
You're the genie?
The genie just in the Millennium Forum and DA.
You wouldn't long be getting rubbed.
No, you definitely won't. Well, it's my voice I'm doing for the genie there. It's not actually me, you know, that kind of way.
Right. Well, what voice do you do?
Well, it's just my voice, but it's, you know, it just comes out of the genie, you know, that way.
Oh, that's amazing.
we'll have to get you over to it.
I would love that.
What are we doing as well then? I have a song coming out now in a couple of weeks' time as well.
You've got a song?
Are you going for Christmas number one?
Christmas number one, top of the pops.
No, it's not on.
What's the what's the song going to be called?
It's called The Girl For Me. And it's like a sort of a country song. It's, you know, that kind of way. You'll be able to jive it and all that there. But it's like, you know, it's sort of like a funny song, that kind of way. It'll be good crack. You'll enjoy it. I must send it out to you now whenever it comes out.
Why haven't you used the catchphrase in the song?
No, I didn't use the catchphrase in the song. They're right enough.
Yes.
I don't know if you're missing a trick, though, because surely the big seller would have been a remix of Frostbit.
Oh, well, there already was a remix of Frostbit. There was a friend of mine that made that.
Oh, was there?
Oh, there was, all right.
Do you know what? We need to, your phrase on a Christmas jumper, I would have thought, would be a winner as well. I don't want to give you merchandising ideas, but sure.
Well, that'd be great. Oh, God, hey, we could have got that going for Black Friday.
Yes. Think about it. Christmas jumpers with like a snowman on, and then the phrase, oh, you wouldn't belong going frostbite. It would be awesome.
That's a thing to do.
Maybe next year, eh?
Definitely. We'll get a wee stall up and going.
Yeah, no, we'll sell it in shops.
Well, whatever you think.
Yeah, I definitely think that.
No bother at all. Oh, pennies, here we come.
What I'd quite like to do, Rory, is go around like a weather map now with you to see where it's coldest, if that's okay, and you can tell us if they're going to get frostbite or not.
Aye, that's grand. You tell me what the crack is, okay?
Okay, then. Cardiff.
It's only 2 degrees, there he is.
2 degrees in Cardiff?
You just wouldn't be long getting frostbite.
Plymouth.
Oh, it's 8 degrees in Plymouth. You are safe enough. You would be a good enough way of getting frostbite.
Right, okay.
Hello, Cindy and James.
What?
No, quick shout out. That's a
grand aunt and uncle of mine just loves in Plymouth there.
Oh, excellent.
This is how the weather should be.
Shout outs
and
the weather.
And just simple
answers. Say hello to the people that love in the different places, right?
Yes. Yep. 8 degrees in Plymouth, very warm. Edinburgh.
6 degrees, so no frost, but I would imagine.
Six in Edinburgh.
Any shout outs for people in Edinburgh?
No, don't know a summer in Edinburgh now.
Balmoral.
Right. Balmoral, you definitely wouldn't be too long getting frostbite. That's the coldest place in the kingdom.
Kingdom.
And finally, Manchester.
Manchester, wrap up very warm now. It's only 2 degrees. And yours wouldn't be long getting frostbite either.
I love that it's such a chore for him saying it now.
He's so bored of it.
You know what we want, though,
so
Rory.
Bored. Come on.
Oh, no bother. Well.
Play the game.
Come on, mate.
Say it. It's a crowd pleaser. Right. Good to speak to you.
No valour. Right. See, anyway, Scott. And hey, we'll definitely get a run out to you before Christmas Day, anyway, sure.
What?
We love you, Rory.
No valour. That'll do, Graham.
That'll do. We love you.
Okay, great. Good luck to you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. We could have heard. Just incredible. That is Adele and Rolling in the Deep from Adele at the BBC. Did you watch it?
Oh, she is phenomenal. Everyone says it. I mean, everyone's used every word to describe it. She's amazing.
She's just perfect.
She's perfect.
On Friday night, Adele joined Graham Norton for a one-off special, which was called Adele at the BBC. It's on BBC iPlayer now if you missed it. The show featured the first public performance of her song Hello, also two tracks from 25 and some Adele classics, like that one, Rolling in the Deep. It's just because she's so normal and warm that people absolutely love her, and her music is really good. And that vocal, oof. I liked it when we played Hello the other day and you were like, it's actually quite a hard song to sing that.
Yes, it is. Yes, you try doing that at karaoke, it's a tricky one.
You've tried it. I also like how in that, she did her own Bumbleo Gap. Did you notice that?
No.
In the beginning of that song, listen. So. This is the bit, hang on. She actually did like a massive gap. I expected like some of the clips from the show to come in.
But you played it, you played it, you played it, you played it to the There's a fire starting in my
I mean, your gap could have been a bit bigger there, Adele.
The fever pitch and it's bringing me at the dark.
It's a beginner's gap, that one, isn't it? That's like when we started doing Bumbleo, that was the length of the gap, and it started with a clip.
That was what ours used to be like. Adele at the BBC is available to watch on BBC iPlayer right now. Did you see when she entered the Adele competition as well? To who's most like Adele?
Yeah, this was... Did we talk about this on Real or No? This was a lookalike competition that she entered.
So obviously they had to make her look a little bit less like Adele because she is Adele. So they gave her like gloves to hide her tattoos, and they gave her like a prosthetic nose and chin to make her look a little bit less like Adele. But then obviously when she sang, she absolutely nailed it and everyone realised it was her. But yeah, that's all part of that Adele at the BBC show, which is excellent. Give it a watch.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
That is James Bay. Oh, that sounds good.
That's just about to say.
You all right?
That was James Bay. If you ever want to be in love, I'm good. I just swallowed a fly. I didn't. Don't hurt swallowing flies. I don't think it's really odd anymore. We need to do another Who game soon.
Yes.
I've stored up loads over the weekend. It's got loads.
Oh, I've got a really good one, but I'll save it for the game.
I'll save it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I want to congratulate Jeppo for making an absolutely brilliant album. Most tracks on there are a banger.
Most.
Thanks. No, that's what you can hope for an album.
I mean, congratulations.
Not every single track on Bieber's album is amazing. But most of them are. Same with Jeppo.
You're just being honest, and that's why we like you.
I like her album. It's a bit of me. Your Type is the next single by Carly Rae Jepsen on BBC Radio 1. Hello, Greg.
Hello, everybody.
Good afternoon to
nice
you.
Nice to see you all sober.
And you, especially after your weekend.
What?
No, I just made me feel paranoid.
I was about to say, what have I done? Went down this weekend?
Chris, did you have a barbecue at the weekend?
I didn't, no.
Right, okay, it's just something I saw earlier. It's a bit cold for a barbecue.
Yeah, well, you can barbecue in the winter if you want, Scott.
I think it's weird. Are we all good, though? All
good, yeah, really good.
You got Matty from the 1975 on After Five.
Yes, he is on Star Caller today at 5:10. Also, we have comedian James Acaster on After 6 o'clock tonight. Very funny chap.
Very good. Okay, let's get into today's facts, then. Tell me if these are real or not.
Adele is sending out musical Christmas cards to her friends and family this year that sing, "Hello, it's me," when you open them.
The way he says Adele, by the way, Chris.
Adele.
He's trying to pitch for the voiceover there.
Adele.
The
25, the album. Adele.
So is Adele sending out to her friends and family Christmas cards that when you open the card, you go,
"Hello, it's me."
Thing is, she's very clever, Adele, isn't she? Using that phrase, which everyone uses, and making it really famous. It's when you're texting the word "hello" now in a text. I don't know if it's the same for you, but I feel like I do put "hello dot dot dot." It's me.
Yeah.
It's an automatic thing now.
Yeah. I wouldn't think that she'd be sending the cards out though. With that in, because imagine it could be. That's going to become her catchphrase, isn't it?
It does say to friends and family.
So it's quite a big thing to send out cards of yourself. But as a celebrity, this is the kind of thing that plays to you guys' egos.
But oh yeah, that's right. Don't lump us in. But also, there are a lot of those cards, the celebrity cards that you get when you go into a card shop. For instance, I got a Bruce Forsyth one last year. You open it, it goes, "Nice to see you, nice, Merry Christmas." So there's a big market for them. Yeah
but he hasn't. But he hasn't. That's not an official licensed Bruce Forsyth product, is it?
Is it not?
Or is it?
Is it a guy doing an impression?
Yes.
So some must be real, surely.
I don't know.
I just didn't think he'd wake up one day and go, "I know, what's a good idea?" No, do you know what I mean? It's not, he hasn't had that idea.
But it's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, this is to friends and family. This is not Adele selling him in the shop. So is this real or no real?
Silly.
This is the thing. I believe there are Adele cards in the shops, but I don't think she'd send to friends and family. So I think no real.
No real.
Okay. I can tell you that...
That one is no real.
Yes, you were right to go no real. All made up.
But the thing is, with Adele, she would also fall into that trap now when she's texting someone hello. She'll never be able to get away with it.
She must do it, yeah.
Because her friends will go, "It's me, ? Forget it.
And next.
A recent survey has found that a quarter of young people in the UK think that fish have hands.
Oh, come on. Come on, broken Britain, if this is true.
This is because you can buy fish fingers, I assume.
Oh, my God. Is it? It will be as well.
It will be, won't it?
Yeah.
So you can buy 20 fish fingers. Oh, so there you go. That's four hands.
Different.
Oh,
that's,
come on.
The famous four-handed fish.
People are not that stupid.
They are. Definitely
Hello,
are.
Hello, listeners.
Definitely are. Have you not watched Geordie Shore?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, but that's a small section of the community.
Yeah, but they do exist.
I'm just trying to imagine what a fish with hands would look like. Do you know what I mean? You see it crawling out of the sea.
Oh, God. High-fiving.
Dragging its body.
High-fiving.
Yeah. But then again, Attenborough is always discovering new things, isn't he? I mean, let's be honest here. There may well be a four-handed fish lurking.
Four-handed fish.
Yes, Attenborough hasn't found it yet.
Absolutely. We're all going to look stupid one day.
This
conversation will be played in history lessons in school.
Yeah.
Like what? In 2015, these idiots didn't think that fish had hands, but now look at them, they're driving cars and everything.
Yeah. But that's different because that's evolution, isn't it? It's only a matter of time till fish have hands.
I don't think that's true.
That's an evolution.
No, that's
not. It's only a matter of time before fish start piloting planes.
Yeah.
Evolution, mate.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Evolution changes the game with the fish and stuff like that.
Oh, come on. They're not going to have hands.
I don't think you should rule it out. What I'm saying is right now that is a ridiculous thing to say because it's probably because someone's seen fish fingers in the shop. What I'm saying here is a word of warning. Fish will have hands.
One day, Scott, fish will have hands.
Mark my words. Do you know, have you seen the sheep head fish? Those things.
No.
Wow, what's this?
They've got human-looking teeth. Search for it.
Right, but what about sheep?
No, they've just got... No, it's not a...
Face of sheep,
no,
body
sheep,
of fish.
Okay, sheep head is misleading, but they do have human-looking teeth. It's disgusting. They look at the picture.
It's like
on
a
there.
Mermaid,
look,
but with the head of a sheep, it's a barmaid. A barmaid? Is it a barmaid?
Look at it. Look at that.
That's a goofy fish, isn't
That's
it?
Horrible.
It? Got really, he needed braces.
Seriously, get
he
him done.
He did need braces.
Do a quarter of young people in the UK think that fish have hands?
Yes, I think they probably do. Real.
Chris?
I actually think people will think that. Not that I think that fish have hands yet. Real.
That one is real.
Yep. As we thought, when asked what fish fingers were made of, a quarter of people in the survey actually thought they were made from the fingers of fish.
Oh, my God.
I know.
What do they think? Crab sticks are crabs walking sticks?
Probably.
Oh, my God.
And finally...
Los Angeles International Airport is building a new terminal exclusively for celebrities.
A whole terminal.
Oh.
Good news for you, Mills.
I think that's
Go to the up to customs and be like, "Can I use the celeb exit?"
Oh, that's an interesting point though, because does that filter people? Because obviously you go up to the person in charge of the terminal and say, "Hello, celebrity here, let me in."
I don't think that's how it works.
Hello.
Well, how are they doing
here?
It then?
Hello, celebrity here, let me in. And also, none of us are known in America.
Well, so, where's the line drawn?
Well, that's the thing. I think you have to be internationally famous.
I think the line is probably drawn by some security guards with huge guns, yes. I imagine, that tell you when you can come in or not, you know?
Yeah, but you can whip out the Twitter, say, look, blue tick.
It's not going to work.
Blue tick beats your security force.
This is going to be for your Kim Kardashians, your Justin Biebers, etc. It's going to be all that lot. Your One Directions.
But there will be people on the peripherals that will try and get into the terminal.
And I can't wait for it to happen. I, for one, am excited for the first person reported that's turned away from this terminal.
It's going to be brilliant.
If you think you're famous, that's the test. You go to the terminal and they will let you through or they won't let you through. Here's and that's when you know you're famous.
I think Mason Noyes will be that person, possibly.
Possibly. What, you think he's going to turn up at LAX?
Yeah.
I can tell you now, he's not going to get in.
No?
No.
No. That's the thing, isn't
it? Are you on the door?
Yes, I am.
You're the filtering process.
Your name's not down.
The thing is, if you're not super, super famous, why would you even try? Because someone's going to be filming it on their phone.
There's a celebrity terminal where you can go and have selfies with really famous people, and there's probably lush goods.
No, I wonder if they don't want people like you in there.
Well, maybe you can buy access, like speedy boarding. Maybe you can buy access to it.
I don't think you can. What? I'm going to buy myself into being a celebrity for a day.
This is ridiculous.
No. I'm sure you could. There's a fee that you can pay and be like, just wander around for a bit.
So, is Los Angeles International Airport having a new terminal exclusively for celebrities?
No, real.
It sounds horrific. It sounds very LA. And for that reason, I think it's real.
That one is real.
Oh. Yes.
So it's going to include exclusive lounges, dedicated catering, and separate security checkpoints so they can keep far away from us normos.
Oh my God.
And
awful.
Guests will then be driven straight to the plane.
Wow.
At the end of that round of real or no real.
Incredible. I got 20, Greg got 30.
That was what's missing from the world, wasn't it?
They won it, yeah.
Because it wasn't awful enough.
No.
The world wasn't awful enough, so someone decided to do that.
Yes.
Worst.
Those are Monday's best bits. Tomorrow, this is going to be immense. Steph and Dom, the posh couple from Gogglebox, are playing Innuendo Bingo. One to watch, I think, at 1:45.